Talking now on the KMZU Basketball Dream Team Show of 2013-14 with Darren Smith of the Meadville Eagles. Darren, you nominate Cade Shiflett and Colton Friesner as your players as far as the Dream Team is concerned. Talk about each one of them for us.
Well, I'll start out with Cade. Cade led us in scoring, rebounding, and assists this year. He kind of took the team under his wing early. We were looking for that kid to lead us, and after losing Derek from last year's team, I thought Cade stepped up and did a really good job. He averaged 15 points and right at 7 rebounds and 4 assists. Just an all-around player. Really improved his game defensively. Really improved his vision on the court and getting others involved. I just felt like he took a big step this year in his maturation of a basketball player. My other nominee is Colton Friesner. Colton is my senior on the team. Colton did a lot of the little things all year. You know, he kept us together. He was a great leader for our team. I've been a team captain for 2 years. Numbers weren't as good as maybe they were last year, but it was all the other stuff he did. And then towards the end of the year when we started making our run, he really stepped up and took control of the team. I mean, really looked for his shot more. He's such an unselfish player that it's hard for him to exert himself or take over a game, but I think you saw in the championship game against Scott County Central what he's capable of doing. He put up 18 points and 6 rebounds in the biggest game of the year. So, you know, averaged right at 9 points and 5 rebounds a game, a block or two and 2 or 3 assists. But what he did just as a ball player, you know, just out there for his team was what kind of held us together quite a bit of the year this year. And had a good year with the players that we had on the team. You know, we shoot a lot of threes, and so a lot of times we didn't look in there to him as much. And people packed it in there, planning on stopping him. Once we got people to come out and guard the guards, I really felt like he took over some games towards the end of the year and really kind of helped carry us.
Darren, I think we would shortchange you if we didn't talk about this entire team going all the way to second place in the state in Class 1 boys basketball. What made this team so successful?
Well, just their ability to do a lot of different things, and this was really hard for me to pick 2 kids for this team because I had 5 and sometimes 6 kids that did big things for us. And you know, whether you're talking about T.J. Schmitz or Dalton Palmer, Blake Burkholder was a real force inside defensively the last 8 or 10 games. You know, I mean, we really just gelled at the right time, and each one had their role, and they did their role, you know, to perfection for the year. And so, you know, it was one of those things where I got 5 kids I felt like could be on this team, but you pick 2, and these are the 2 I picked. You know, without Dalton Palmer, we don't win the Max Creek game. He really got us going in the semifinals. Without Logan Newland, a kid I bring off the bench, you know, the district championship game, we may not win that game. You know, he had 10 points on 5 for 5 shooting. So, you know, just different things with different kids, and it was really probably the best team effort of all the kids contributing that I've had in the time I've been here.
And plus the fact 4 of them are juniors, right?
Yes. Well, counting Logan, 5 of them are juniors, you know, counting my first kid off the bench. And Logan's a kid that, you know, I do want to bring out because he started last year on a team that went to Final Four, took the role of a 6th man this year. So, yeah, I bring back 4 starters from the this year's team and the first kid off the bench. So, yeah, it's nice knowing that I've got a good nucleus coming back for next year.
Darren, thank you so much. Congratulations on a great season. Congratulations to your kids, and we'll look forward to next year.
I appreciate it, Denny.